Omaha's Durham Museum has several family-friendly and fun temporary exhibits on display throughout the summer. Chelsea Olmsted, the museum curator at the Durham, talks about all the exhibits and what they entail. The first one being Lunchbox, packed with pop culture,
which contains all items from a local collector's collection, essentially. So ones that he started collecting in the early 1990s, so about 30 years worth of his collecting done and on display.
This collection is all about telling the history of the lunchbox and how it was produced. Olmsted says this collection shows a fascinating side to lunchboxes that we don't really see anymore today.
A really fantastic part of his collection, personally, is the artwork. Not too many places, even today, they will just get rid of the artwork once they're done with the process. So he manages to have some of the artwork that was saved. And you can see really how, from beginning to end, we get that final product.
Another traveling exhibit opened at the Durham Museum is Towers of Tomorrow, a fun Lego exhibition,
which features Australian and East Asian towers that are architecturally significant. And then they did add in a few of the Western Hemisphere towers as well.
These Lego towers are all built to scale. So if they were all lined up next to each other, that's exactly how they would look next to each other in real life. Anyone can come in and be an architect.
Anybody can come in, and we have a large amount of Legos on display, out and open for anyone to build if they'd like to build.
Once you're done building, the visitors' creations will be put on display in the exhibit as well. In the exhibit even provides the larger building blocks for kids that aren't quite ready to be building with the smaller Legos. A third exhibit opened at the Durham Museum is Honoring 75 Years, the history of Omaha's World War II Memorial Park.
Talking about the history of its construction and then what the park still means to visitors to the park today.
Olmsted says the Durham wanted to ensure this Omaha staple received the recognition it deserves with this exhibit.
The biggest part was just making sure that we could get that story out there about the history of the parks coming to be in existence.
All of these exhibits are open through the summer until September 3rd. After that, these exhibits will be closed and the Durham will be preparing for the next installation of upcoming exhibits. Other temporary exhibits available to view are the staff favorites and the Byron Reed collection, where the museum's collections team selected their favorite pieces from his collection and put together a display. There's also the photo archive display, featuring 9 images related to historic strikes in Omaha. For more information about temporary and permanent exhibits, along with the 5 After 5 admission event every Tuesday evening through August, visit durhammuseum.org. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Lindsay Tegg.